Number 191, Red Book, 191. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for the work that you have done in living and dying and rising, ascending, Lord, and we look forward to the promise that you will come again and take us to yourself. Lord, we live in that hope today. We thank you for this day, Lord, that you've given life and strength and health. We pray, Lord, your blessing upon our camp today. God, that your will would be accomplished from the youngest to the oldest, Lord. We thank you for what you've been doing, but God, we believe you in these last hours of this period, especially for our campers, God, that you would meet them in a very special way. Lord, we thank you that you have been ministering among us. We thank you, Lord, for answers to prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the promises you've given and the hope that we have that you're going to answer prayer. And so, Lord, we stand in that faith today. Increase our faith. Lord, as we come, would you lift us into heavenly places, Lord? The cares of this world and the things of this world will grow strangely dim as we find our rest in you. So we commit this day to you, Lord, this meeting, God. Would you speak to our hearts? Would you give us ears to hear, Lord, what you desire to say to the church? So, Lord, we ask again, transform us, mold us, and shape us. Make us more like Jesus, we pray. For your name's sake, amen. You'll have an opportunity. We say it in every service. We don't want you to forget. You'll have an opportunity to share a testimony. Word is that a couple of you have something on your heart. I know there may be a couple of you that are leaving today. And so this might be your last opportunity. But however the Lord leads, let's just respond to that. Let's sing the last verse. One day the trumpet sound is coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living he loved me. Thank you, Lord, that you have come. That is your anointed mission. You have come to set captives free. And so, God, we thank you for the testimonies you have given. We thank you for the answers, God. We thank you for those who once were in darkness and sin and now are walking in liberty and freedom and holiness. God, we understand and know that there are struggles. We know, dear God, that there are battles that rage within our souls. And God, we pray that you would break that today. We pray, Lord, strongholds in our lives would be brought under the blood, dear Jesus. We would see victory, dear God. Even this day, Lord, begin that cleansing. Begin that healing, O God, that the things that our flesh and our desires pursue, dear Lord, that those things would become poison to us. They would be bitter to us. But Lord, that we would know that you are the one who satisfies. You are the one who gives us life. And so, Jesus, for all of us, to whatever degree, the things that we would pursue that are of the flesh, God, today, by your Spirit, would you bring death to them? Yes. And God, that you would bring life to our spirit, Lord, as we pursue Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for this ministry that is given and worked in us by the Holy Spirit and by Jesus. Yes. And so, Lord, we will stand in that victory, O God. We believe you, Lord, for this promise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We want to thank you, Lord, that your word promises that you would never leave us. That we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And we pray for our sister Linda and all who are here, are coming, that we experience you in such a way that we know you're dwelling within us and conquering power, but also your perpetual abiding, O God. You have promised, and we want to claim for each and every one the promise that you will never leave us. Make us aware of that. Give us faith to that end. A standing of faith that I know you're with me. You're within me, the hope of Christ. Oh God, you're able to make us more than conqueror through Jesus Christ. And we pray, oh God, give us, write it upon our hearts as you promised to. This new covenant where you write your word in our minds and in our hearts. Write it, oh God, so that we doubt it not. Oh God, and that we'll have faith, the sight of you, oh God, even though we may not feel, but we will believe. Never leave us.
Yes, God.
Nor forsake us.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Like a river pouring out is God's perfect peace over all victorious in His right hand. Earth and
'94 in our red hymnals, and I know a lot of you know my son John Christian. He ministers in New Jersey. It's been a blessing to live in the same home since he was born, but also to minister, not anymore though, but also to minister in the same church and churches for a number of years now. And so I'm grateful for that. So I asked him if he would speak today. I was glad yesterday afternoon he said, "I'm good to go tomorrow." And I told him good because I announced you in the morning. So he'll come after we sing this song, 294. Would you stand as we do? Seated.